First off, Minister, you've just had a chance in the legislature to table some new legislation updating the Forestry Act. And from what I understand, Minister, this has not been updated in several years.
It's almost 50 years, Kenny. It's great to be on your show. Yeah, yesterday we announced Bill 40, Growing Alberta's Forest Sector Act, and it really updates the Forest Act that hasn't been touched for about five decades. And does a lot of good modernizations to it, really helping out the forest sector, giving them more flexibility when it comes to when they can harvest within their forest areas. Also speeding up government approvals, so when they go and send a submission to government, we can A, ask for the right things and not for a lot of things, and be able to turn things around back to the forest companies a lot quicker. And also removes a redundant licensing requirement that you just throughout time, we've developed a better quota system that doesn't need this license. So it's A, saving foresters time and money to not have to apply for a license, and also saves the government time and money because we don't have to issue or review it. So it's a really good red tape reduction initiative, something that over many months consulting with the forest industry, these were their legislative changes that they wanted to see. And we're currently actually working with the forest companies on policy and regulatory changes as well. So there's kind of a two-step play here, one on the legislative side that we announced yesterday, but then also in the coming months to be able to do some policy and regulatory changes, again, that'll benefit the industry.
Now, Minister, you had a chance to obviously consult with very many people, including up in, the west side of the Peace and Mackenzie, where heavy forested area, and in saying that, from a lot of the consultations from the forest companies, what were the big things that you heard from them?
Well, it's something that they wanted to just have the flexibility. They wanted to be able to, when you look at British Columbia or other areas in the country where you've seen investment, you've seen job losses because mills are closing because they don't have access to fiber, they were really hoping this government would be different. And that's something that, we from day one, we campaigned on it, we're following through on it now to make sure that we can help give that long-term predictable fiber supply to these forest companies so that their workers, their mills, everybody knows that they have a steady supply and they can create the products that we rely on every day, whether it's from lumber or pulp and paper. And it's especially with COVID this year, having access to wood fiber products to make masks. There's so many great products that can be created with wood, and our industry, whether we can diversify with more value-added type manufacturing or processing, it's something that it's so important and employs so many people in the province. And at the end of the day, Albertans own about 87 million acres of forest, about the size of Japan or Germany, and we.
Wow.
We ought to use it, again, in a sustainable way, and our foresters do that when they replant, two trees for every one they harvest. So we really have an amazing success story in our forestry sector here in Alberta.
And one thing that I really kind of found interesting is that I know no matter what ministry it is in, this government has always made it a priority to really cut down red tape. So one thing that you had mentioned earlier, Minister, is the fact of reducing the red tape in terms of for foresters being able to do a harvest. In saying that, what would it have been like under the previous legislation? Like how long would a forester have to wait from application to when they're given the green light compared to the updates that you announced yesterday?
So it would always vary. Sometimes it was taking years to be able to get back or finalize a forest management agreement or a harvest plan. And, because there's so many different regulatory layers that were put on between government and industry. But what this legislation actually has, because it was prescribed in the existing or the previous piece of legislation, was a company had 5 years within an allotted area to be able to take off whatever trees and then to replant afterwards. This expands it out to 10, giving them more flexibility, whether it's due to fires or to get ahead of the mountain pine beetle, if that's the case. So it really giving them that extra flexibility is something that is great to see. And on the licensing side specifically, that was a shorter time frame. It was probably weeks. But overall, when it comes to red tape, because Albertans own this forest, there is a lot of government oversight to make sure that forest companies are properly harvesting and replanting because Albertans do own this valuable resource.
Yep, definitely. And also, I guess in something that you mentioned it interesting as well is that our neighbors to the west in BC and other jurisdictions have some different types of rules and regulations. But now that you have this increased flexibility from this legislation. Do you see this as an opportunity to maybe recruit some other forest companies from either other provinces who could come here and work in Alberta?
We do. We're happy to eat other people's lunches. If we can set up a regulatory system and attract more investment here and take it from other provinces or other areas, you know, it's that competitiveness of competing for investment dollars is something that this government is very, very keen on doing. And when you look at just our projected timber dues, that the royalties that Albertans earn from our forest sector, it's about $350 million this year, which is about a third of Alberta's oil and gas royalties for 2020.
Oh, wow.
So the more investment that we can have in the forestry sector through a great renewable resource, and the more investment and the more that, you know, value-added products that we can do, just the better off for Albertans.
Now, I know, I got to put this out there, because another regular on the hot seat along with yourself, Minister Schweitzer of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, and I see you guys have teamed up on quite a few announcements. It just seems like there's a lot of synergy between the Agriculture and Forestry Ministry, and obviously with Innovation as well, with all the research that you and Minister Schweitzer have been announcing together. And yeah, obviously now there's some immediate changes coming from this legislation, but for some of the announcements made between your ministry and Schweitzer's ministry, there's got to be some real exciting long-term things coming down the pipeline, isn't there?
Yeah, Minister Schweitzer and I were in Olds College a couple weeks ago, and a really exciting venture capital group out of Silicon Valley that is wanting to set up shop in Alberta and kind of be their foothold into the entire country, and looking at, you know, venture capital on the ag side, on the tech side, and you know, just really trying to give that capital boost to entrepreneurs, you know, big or small, across Alberta. So it's a pretty good partnership to be able to, you know, look at, you know, not just traditional means of you know, jobs here in Alberta, but to look at kind of that next future or the next thing that's going to come. So it's a pretty exciting space in agriculture, but also in forestry, and it's something that, you know, whether it's oil and gas, everything that we have in Alberta, we want to be able to compete and attract, you know, whether it's foreign or domestic investment dollars to create more jobs here in Alberta.
Definitely. And, of course, you know, Minister, when we get you on the line, we always got to throw some hockey out there. And, you know, last time we chatted, it was before the draft and free agency, and I noticed that your Edmonton Oilers added Tyson Barrie. And do you really think that's what they needed?
Well, they need a strong defensive quarterback. I know when we had Pronger years ago, he was the kind of the quintessential great, you know, defenseman that can lead the team, you know, is a force in the power play, you know, can move the puck so well in your own zone. So the hope is that, you know, for almost $4 million for a 1-year deal, the hope is that he'll be able to do that. But obviously those types of big, tough defensemen are hard to come by. But it's when it comes to the draft, though, you can't really draft a super defenseman just because it takes so long to build and develop them.
At least 5 years.
Yeah, and obviously we didn't get the number one pick, which was, as an Oilers fan, was pretty disappointing. But
you've had enough of them.
I know, but Dylan Holloway, he's a good guy. And then, yeah, we didn't get, again, to the 100th pick. But, you know, we do have, you know, Jesse Puljujärvi and Yamamoto. And Yamamoto, I think, when all the games came up last year, you know, he played with such heart, and, you know, he was winning puck battles against the boards and setting up plays. And, you know, that type of just spirit is hard to come by in an NHLer. And even though he's not the biggest guy, he makes plays and he wins puck battles. So he's a pretty exciting Oiler, I think, to watch develop.
Well, I was to say this too, and a local kid originally from Edmonton, Brendan Gallagher, re-upping with Montreal, and I have to say that's a smaller guy, gritty player, really excited about that, and looks like they're trying to get a little bit bigger, the Canadians are, but a guy like Gallagher, what a heart and soul guy, and I know even a lot of people out here in the West love him.
Yeah, no, everybody, you know, to see that grit, I think that's important to the game, and it's really fun to watch, for sure.
No doubt about it. Minister, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being on the hot seat once again.
Thanks, Kenny. Really appreciate it.
This is Minister Devin Dreeshan, Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, and our hockey insider, and this is another edition of the Hot Seat.